It's better over here.
After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Come join me, Andrew Filippone.
And me, Patrick Peterson, 3-time NFL All-Pro cornerback on First and Pod for premier NFL coverage and conversations.
Our motto on the podcast is every team, every week, and we don't play favorites. Every episode, you get a glimpse of the entire National Football League with First and Pod. Follow and listen to First and Pod on Mondays and Fridays on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Size,
but they're big. They're big. I thought. Yeah, we talked about it yesterday, Buck. Looks like Tate Ratledge is going to play.
That's huge.
Yeah, it looks like it does. It does look like he's going to play in this game now. And I forgot it too because it was so long ago when I watched the game that you're going to be without Dan Jackson and
Aguero for those crappy ass targeting calls.
You know,
they can't do anything about the calls in game. You should be able to petition the call after the game and not have to miss the first half of the next game.
I agree.
It's like, again, I get what they're trying to do and all that. I don't agree with how they're doing it. But, yeah, that's very frustrating to be without those two guys to start the game. Now, you get them back in the second half. Look, the story with Georgia is pretty obvious as it relates to this game and the remaining games in the season. If the defense can play up to the standard that they set in the Texas game, you're going to have a chance to win every game. You're probably going to win every game. If the offense can be anywhere near the potential that they have, and that means not dropping passes, and that means running the football, and I do think you'll be able to get back to running the football a bit better with your offensive line being back intact, having your starting center back, and hopefully getting Tate Ratledge back, like you mentioned. And those two things start to happen, man. Like, this second half of this season for Georgia is going to be special.
Yeah, I think Carson Beck is a good quarterback.
He is. All right. He's a good quarterback. He's not the great quarterback that people thought maybe he was coming into the year.
I agree.
But he's a good quarterback.
I agree 100% with you, Bunk. These guys got to help him. You got to catch the damn ball. That's it. Catch the ball. And I'm telling you, if these guys catch the ball and Carson puts it where it's supposed to be, for the most part, he has been outside throwing it to the other people. But I mean,
yeah, when he's not throwing it directly to the other team, he's been great.
He's been great. Catch the football, Bobo. And you know how I love that man there. All right. And I run the football.
Just run it.
I mean, just run it sometimes.
Go ahead and run it.
I mean, just run it. Now, we always talk about taking shots. We talked about it yesterday. We throw the ball down the field. All right. We just need to catch the ball. He's got to catch the football. If they catch the football, I don't have no doubt about this defense. Because when 13 and Lem not there, it's problems.
Yeah, and now 13's healthy.
And he's
healthy.
And
obviously he missed a lot of the season with the injury against Clemson.
He's healthy.
Those two guys on the edge are absolute wreckers. They got healthy on the interior of the defensive line as well. More snaps from those guys against Texas than you had seen all year. And there are playmakers on the back end. There just hasn't been a lot of harassing the quarterback yet to let those guys go eat, and I think that they can. Honestly, for me, with Georgia, one of the things that hasn't been there that's been such a staple of Kirby Smart's teams offensively has been that quick, short passing game to the outside. Great blocking by the receivers. It's almost an extension of the run game, really.
You know why?
Because they're so high percentage. We have hope if that starts to click, then that goes a long way,
too. And you know why? Because you know who's the lead those blocks? Brock Bowers,
yeah.
Brock Bowers and Marcus Roseme Jackson. Those dudes used to lead that block.
Yeah, they did.
And so you don't have that big girth dude.
They haven't. The guys on the edge, the receivers specifically, have not blocked the way that Kirby Smart's teams have.
And you saw the tight ends on the perimeter.
They're getting better.
We ain't gonna talk about A-4.
He's getting better.
Yeah, we ain't gonna talk about A-4.
Now Ben Yurcek's been playing better. Yeah. It's not, you know. I don't know, the hype coming out of summer was maybe a little overblown, but. He's looked better, more willing to block. I think Lawson Lucky's really good.
I do too.
I think that guy's got a chance to be really good.
He has a good chance. He's just lighting ass.
Not really like yeah.
Yeah, he's just lighting ass, and it shows up a lot of times in the run game. But you got to keep him out there because right now he's playing his best. Now Oscar had a really big play
against Texas. You know, that little trick play they ran
because they had the momentum. Texas was taking the momentum,
absolutely,
and they went down. First of all, it was a great throw and catch to Aaron Smith on the big dig route. Yeah.
Yep.
And then you come back to loss, and then you're back in business.
Those are the two biggest plays of the season thus far. Because Texas has just taken the momentum back. Yep. Georgia runs two crap plays on first and second down. Yep. It's third and 10, backed up. It's loud. It's going crazy.
Yes.
Bet drops back. Bow. Right to Arian for, I don't know what it was, 20 yards, something like that.
Yes.
Next play, they run that little trick for Delp, and they're in scoring position. And that was it.
Yep.
That was it. They didn't look back from that moment. But that throw on third down, that's what it can be.
Yeah.
Just hit your back foot. Your guy's open.
Let it go.
Don't drop it.
Yes. And he snagged it,
didn't that feel like one of those ones that Arian
But then you're driving again, and then the 16, the kid from Vanderbilt. It's right there.
Yeah.
Bloop. Catch it.
I like we came up with a drop the ball sound effect.
Yeah, bloop, bloop, catch it.
Catch the ball. Come on. It's better over
here. AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Come join me, Andrew Filippone.
And me, Patrick Peterson, three-time NFL All-Pro cornerback on First and Pod for premier NFL coverage and conversations.
Our motto on the podcast is every team, every week, and we don't play favorites. Every episode, you get a glimpse of the entire National Football League with First and Pod. Follow and listen to First and Pod on Mondays and Fridays on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.